let the listeners know if they haven't heard the part one.
Yeah.
They should listen to that first.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, whenever.
Hey, everyone. I think you probably just heard that, but Sim wants everyone to know that if you haven't listened to part one, please do first, because part two, it's a wonderful 2 hours of fun.
No.
And no. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Well, 2 hours total. About 2 hours total.
Okay.
Part one and part two together.
Sim is worried you're going to get bored, but you won't be.
No, you definitely will not be.
It's really fun. And anyway, so yeah, please, if you're checking into part two, please check out part one first, because it's great. And we sort of introduce our fabulously famous guests, Chris Evans, Jenny Slate, and my sweet husband, Chris Pratt.
Who will be on this episode right now, which is part two.
This episode right now, which is part two.
And we have all the callers on this episode.
And we have all the callers on this episode.
And we're also going to get an update from Ashley.
And we're also going to get an update from Ashley.
From episode 20.
From episode 20.
Should we call her right now?
Yes. This is actually really special, because I think we had a really great connection with Ashley, and I think something amazing happened in her life.
Let's find out.
Which is hugely flattering.
And if you haven't heard Ashley's call, it's episode 20, the episode with Anna's parents and Allison Rosen, and it starts at 33:15.
33:15. Dear sweet listeners.
Hello?
Ashley!
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. I cannot believe you have to tell the story in your own words. I can't believe what happened with you.
First of all, Ashley, briefly refresh our memory and tell us what you called us about, or what we called you about, first of all.
Okay. So I have been dating my boyfriend for 7 years, and he didn't propose to me, and I was getting nervous, not knowing what I should do about it, whether I should give him an ultimatum and, you know, and basically threaten to leave him or not if he didn't propose to me sooner. And Anna told me that I should go take a trip and go away from him for a little bit and sort of make him miss me. So that's what I did. I went to Florida. And I spent a week with my family down in Florida, and I didn't go with Brian. And I did. I missed him a lot while I was gone, and I think he missed me, too. So since then, I came back home, and on Brian's birthday, he actually surprised me and proposed to me on his birthday.
No!
That's amazing.
Oh, my God, Ashley, that is so incredible. Were you... Did it come as a complete surprise?
Oh, I was completely 100% surprised. I came home from work, and Brian had a cake ready to go for his own birthday. And I even stopped at the store on the way home, and I picked up candles and everything. And I came home, and just me and him, I sang to him. Oh. And as he was cutting the cake, the ring was inside of the cake.
Oh, my God.
So he got down on one knee and did the whole speech and everything. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to cry.
Yeah, it was, we were both, by the time he was done, he was shaking, he was crying, I was crying, we were just a mess. But
and he was like...
But then he had rose petals all over our bedroom then, and he had champagne waiting, so we sat there and we drank some champagne, ate some birthday cake together, and just kind of soaked it all in.
Oh my God, I can't even begin to tell you, my heart is exploding with joy. I'm so happy for you. That is...
No,
so romantic, and I love it that like a day that's normally about yourself was about you and you guys and your future together, and I love it that you went to Florida, and even though he probably had this sort of planned in the works at some point.
Yeah, I think he had it. I think he already had it in the plans, but it's funny how everything turned out, because now I feel like you guys were sort of part of this whole process for me, so it's pretty cool.
Well, that is a huge compliment, considering that I really have no idea what I'm talking about, but I'm so happy for you. That is just the best news, and I can't wait to be there at your wedding.
I'm gonna be that
asshole.
I'm gonna send you guys save the date.
Okay, I love it.
I hope you are all there.
When are you getting married? Do you have a date set up?
We're gonna wait probably until summer of 2018, because we have a lot of weddings coming up with all of our friends and a couple family members.
Okay.
But we need some time to save money anyway, so.
No problem. But listen, let me give you one piece of advice. Well, I have, of course, lots of terrible advice. But I will say that make sure you budget in honeymoon money. Because there's that weird after Christmas feeling. And a lot of people are now like putting off a honeymoon. And even if it's just 2 days, 3 days, somewhere close by, it's important to have. I really believe that there's that like December 26th feeling, if you celebrate Christmas, where you feel kind of bummed. Yeah, like as because you've been building up to this huge thing. And I think there it's really, really important to skimp on, like, you don't have to have the guests have filet mignon, you but you do need to be able to go away to a place you guys are really looking forward to, where you can just enjoy each other and gossip about all the obnoxious things your family did.
Ashley, I know that, you know, we recorded
Happy for you.
We recorded episode 20 a while ago, and I know you've been waiting a while to share this news with us. So thank you so much for updating us, and we're so happy it worked out for you.
Will you please give me a save the date? And
absolutely.
I want to see, like,
thank you guys so much for calling again. I really appreciate it.
But wait, Ashley, wait, one last thing though. Were you truly, totally shocked? You were, weren't you?
But, I'm
like,
sorry?
You were really, really shocked. Were you really shocked? Like,
when he proposed to me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like when...
Oh, I was beyond shocked, yeah. Actually, to tell you the truth, I came into the house and he left the newspaper out in the driveway, and I have told him 1,000 times to pick it up on the way into the house. And I came in like a total bitch yelling at him with the newspaper being out in the driveway. So,
oh my God, that's amazing. Because we were talking earlier about like we had an earlier episode with Melissa where we were talking about how women tend to know, like, you tend to know like when it's going to happen because you, like, you know, we're a little maybe more perceptive on like our mate's nervous energy or whatever.
I learned a lot with that call, by the way. I didn't know that. I mean, what you and Melissa said, I guess it's something that women want. I had no idea. I thought it was all about the surprise, but I guess I learned something.
Well, I think in Ashley's case, it was the surprise was awesome.
It worked. It worked. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Ashley, send us a picture. Definitely. Send us a picture, and we're gonna. If you don't mind, we can post it on Twitter and just, you know.
Yeah, happy if you couple. Don't mind, but whatever. But yes,
sure.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm so happy for you. Congratulations, and I'm just thrilled.
Thank you so
my
much.
Heart, like you just made my year. I'm just so happy. Yippee!
Well, you falling made my year. So thank you.
All right. Well, thanks again, Ashley. And please give your husband, your fiance, a huge kiss.
Yeah, fiance.
I know it's weird, isn't it? It's a weird word to say.
It's very strange, yeah.
It's so pretentious and weird.
Thank you.
We'll talk about that later. Yes. Okay. All right. Bye, Ashley.
Bye, Ashley. Thanks.
Bye.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Enjoy part two of Chris Evans and Jenny Slate and our special guest,
Chris Pratt.
Anna's husband, Chris Pratt.
Okay, now we are going to do some callers.
Chris, need to put your headphones on. We're going to call some people right now.
Did.
We'll call.
Just did.
Boom. Fucking nailed it.
All right, we're going to call Kate. She's in Toronto. She's 26.
Cool. It's a hard time of life.
26.
What do you mean?
Right before the Saturn return.
Shit.
In Toronto.
I'm all about Toronto.
So I don't know anything about this.
Hello?
Hey, Kate, it's Sim.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
And I'm here with Anna, and guess who else is here? You're not going to believe this. All right, so Jenny Slate is here, first of all.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
And Chris Evans is here.
Oh, my God, hi.
And so is Chris Pratt.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so Kate, you know, we've talked about this earlier in the show, and Anna and I have talked about this before as well, about platonic relationships and how you have a best friend in your life, a platonic best friend. You know, Anna and I have talked about our relationship. Of course, Jenny and Chris are two very close friends as well. But you're, I mean, in the email that that you wrote to me, you mentioned that the platonic relationship that you have right now is kind of, let's just say that it's just not in the best place right now, because your best friend is about to marry his first ever girlfriend. And his fiance is not cool with the fact that you two are remaining friends. And you're wondering what you should do, because you obviously miss him.
Yes, that's exactly right. I haven't actually even seen him for 2 months now, which is like crazy, because we used to hang out, you know, every other day. And so I just don't know sort of what my place is anymore in our relationship. And I was wondering if you guys would have some advice for me.
Wait, who's getting married?
Well...
My best friend is.
Your best friend is.
How long have you guys been best friends?
Do you know his fiance?
Yes.
And are you guys friendly?
But do you?
No, you got it. Okay, you have to get the background is she was best friends with this dude.
Yep.
And now
he's
getting
married. He's with the chick. Yeah. And the chick
doesn't like it. Obviously. I get it. Okay. Do you know the fiance?
Do I know her?
Do you know this girl? Are you friendly? Do you get along?
Yeah, do you like her?
Yeah, I mean, we got along really well in the beginning, but now things are not very good between us, and it's kind of obvious that she doesn't really like me, so.
How long were you friends with your best friend before he met his fiance, and why do you think that she stopped liking you? Was it because you guys had any sort of non-platonic history?
So we've been best friends since we were 14 and we're 26 now. So we have a long history. And I think that's probably why she doesn't like me, because we have such a close, like, second family sort of relationship and we have such a history together. So I think that's probably why.
But you guys didn't really ever hook up in the past?
Never, no. We have like a more brother-sister thing than anything else, so anything.
So here's my advice, which is going to take you being truly, as sucks as much as you're going to have to be the bigger person all around, which means I think you maybe independently reach out to her and offer like any help in terms of the wedding. And try to like, you know, make her feel secure, like that you support the friendship, in the marriage.
Well, what does he think about this? Does he feel like you guys aren't hanging out? Does he feel like you guys have
you
lost
know what?
Something?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't hung out just the two of us in over a year, so we haven't even really got to have a conversation about that. And like, I haven't really got to ask him how he feels about the whole situation, really.
Look, in my opinion, that's where you start. This is a mess. Not messy, but this is complex. And there's no reason this can't work. If you guys have a history and a friendship worth saving and he's getting married, this is all beautiful, loving things. And it starts with you two. You two talk to each other. See what he thinks about this. If he's willing to try and do whatever needs to happen to make this work. If it's, you know, tricky conversations or kind of like a group discussion where you kind of break down the trajectory, it's got to start with him though, doesn't it?
I think you're right. But I also think that the fiance needs to feel secure. She has to feel secure.
She's not going to feel secure just from her. She's going to feel secure from him.
You're completely right.
He's the one.
Yes, but she needs to know that that you're going to reach out to her separately and that you care about how she feels.
With the guy giving the green light. If the guy gives the green light, yes, my friend, reach out to my fiance and bridge the gap. But if he's not a part of this connection, which is a beautiful thing, you should have an independent thing with this girl aside from him if you guys want to try and let this triangle of friendship evolve. But he's got to be a piece of that. Like it almost feels manufactured or empty if it's just you
you're right.
You're forcing it.
But and also understand, Kate, that I feel like the engagement period is such a stressful time in life that no one ever talks about. And like it puts everything is in question. But you're trying to make it sort of this giddy, happy time of planning like the big moment in your life for a year or whatever. And so both party members are under extreme stress. So I don't know. I think Chris Evans is completely right. Reach out to your friend and say, what can I do? I want to be a part of your life. I miss you. And it would it be all right if I also contacted your fiance and we did something alone together? Just so she would feel.
Do you like her?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
That's a tough question. I used to, but now I find like every time we hang out, she's like kind of mean to me a little bit. So it's kind of hard.
There's
like
a lot of
now.
Insecurity circling this. It's never easy when the person you're with has a platonic friendship with somebody else. This is ripe for all of our emotional insecurities. You know,
it's always hard, even if like your partner just has someone else that's kind of been their partner. Like my best friend is a gay male. And I've had to have the conversation with my husband like a number of times where he's just like, yes, but like he can't live with us. And like, he's not your other husband. He's not your like, non-sexual life partner. Like, you can't do that. The boundaries are hard. I think it's, but it can be worked out for sure. Especially since you've been friends for so long.
For so long. It's definitely worth, the unfortunate job for you is that you're going to have to be a little bit of the stronger, bigger person. But I would definitely reach out to him and tell him that you miss him. Tell him that you want to be a part of his future relationship, whatever you can do to make my sweet husband.
I have a question. Now, you said that this was his first girlfriend ever?
Yeah, yep.
So, let me ask you, candidly, do you think, like, was he feeling, like, was this one of those relationships where he was kind of, like, in love with you for a long time and you weren't feeling it?
I don't think so. I honestly, throughout the time that we've been friends, I've never got that vibe at all. So, I don't think so.
Well, it's always tricky with men.
This is his first girlfriend. He's marrying his first girlfriend.
Wow.
Pardon me?
So it's his first girlfriend, but is it like a recent first girlfriend or like you mean it's like he just went several years without having any other girlfriend and then now he has one?
Yeah, they've only been together for about like a year and a half now. So it's pretty recent still. And yeah, it's his first major relationship. So. Well, his first and last, I guess.
Do they have wedding, dates and everything?
They do, yeah. And, like, the kind of, like, gut punch to me was that I wasn't asked to be in the wedding. And
what?
We always had talked. We had always talked about that. Like, when I get married, you'll be in my wedding, blah, blah, blah. But it came to it, and I didn't get asked.
But
so that really
listen,
awful.
Though, you know what?
Sabotage it.
No. No.
Sabotage
no.
it. Trust
invite
me.
Us. Invite us.
No, listen.
Invite us. We'll have our own party right next door.
I the wedding party thing is just fucked up in general. It's fucked up that we have a tradition of ranking our friends and it's unfair and it sucks. So my advice to you is to
let you all know where you fucking stand.
Don't
you're one, you're two.
Don't harbor too much on that. But I would I would really like, you know what I'm saying? Like don't I think that you sound like a really amazing person, and I think that I'm sure that your friend wants to have you in his life. So I would reach out to him, like Chris Evans said, and then if with his permission, reach out to her and let her know that she's safe with your friendship and that you support the marriage, and then you guys can, I don't know, maybe adopt like horses that aren't like...
Like pygmy horses.
Or like, you know, the horses that sort of aren't being used anymore. Like,
yeah, that seems real cute.
And be in a farm together. That's
like
my
this.
Dream.
That sounds, yeah, okay.
This sounds great.
And if that you... horse sanctuary, girl.
thank you, Kate, for calling
thank
us.
You,
thank you guys for your time.
Oh,
thank
and listen,
so much.
And
it was nice to talk to you guys.
Please, thank you for calling, and also please give us a follow up. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to definitely do it. I will.
And don't lose him, and don't lose her too.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
That was Evans, dude. That was really good advice.
Yeah.
Oh, did I kill that?
Yeah. I gotta say, like the three of you guys.
I'm only getting drunker.
Yeah. Jenny, you, did, you were
like,
amazing.
You just like,
me?
Yeah.
You went into this
really?
Mode, yes. And I think, I don't even know if you were aware of it, but
no, clearly
it was really
not.
Good advice. You were talking about, you were talking about, emotional tough. It, like fuck, we, I don't. I couldn't
can
even.
Can you guys go?
That was clutch.
Hey,
I'm calling you.
Wait, what does it mean when people say that something is clutch? What does that mean?
Well, like you know,
great or?
Critical. It mattered. It had an effect. Sometimes, typically, clutch in like sports terms is like when the pressure is on and it's you know.
But in a Nicki Minaj song, she says it's too much and it's too clutch. What does that mean? Does
I don't even know who that is.
It's too much and it's too clutch.
That's what she says about the man that she's in love with, but she doesn't trust.
What a fun word.
Like, I think it, she clutch, just couldn't think like, of anything else that rhymed with much.
Fair enough.
It's too clutch. It's too such.
Don't you say that it's like Dutch. Something's clutch when it's really awesome? Like a clutch
you know, in Boston,
purse that's
tight,
useless,
tight
but it's
was...
pretty?
Right.
Tight was a bad thing in Boston when I grew up. When,
oh,
when I was
really?
In high school, if they, we were like, "Ooh, it's fucking tight," like it was a bad situation. And I came to LA, and everyone in LA was like, "Oh, fucking tight."
But
and
I never
like,
heard that in Boston.
Good?
I
yeah, but you didn't
that.
Know about dropping dimes either.
Okay, Chris, because you know what?
I don't know about dropping dimes either.
I texted her the other day and said something about dropping dimes.
Right,
Chris
gonna,
and I have
another call, guys. We'll do one more call, then we'll take a break.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. We're dropping dimes, right?
We
no,
had
we're
a.
Not
what
you don't know.
I thought dropping dimes like an NBA when you throw
no,
a pass.
No, it's ratting on someone.
Oh.
It's telling on somebody.
Oh, really?
I thought it was someone spending $10,000.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Ashley, is that you?
Yes, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. It's Sim. You are on Anna Faris is Unqualified. Anna is here, as is Jenny Slate.
Hi.
Jenny Slate
Hi.
Is also here,
Hi.
But I'm not done yet. You know who else is here? Chris Evans is here as well. But
oh
I'm not done
God.
Yet. Not only Chris Evans, Chris Pratt is also here.
Woo!
Oh my God, I'm like the luckiest person alive.
You win.
First of all, can I just say to Anna Faris, I think that you have literally made me a better person from listening to your podcast because how compassionate you are to people makes me more compassionate to the people that I have relationships with, and I'm just so thankful for you for that.
Oh my God, you're making me well up. Thank you so much.
And also, Jenny Slate, I'm obsessed with you.
Thanks.
I didn't even know that you were on here, but I'm totally obsessed with you.
Well,
this is
can
so
we get
exciting.
Back to me? no, but thank you so much. We, you know, we started this as sort of a weird hobby, and it's been really fun, and I hope that we really, I don't know, we really want to reach people and be friends with people and
well you're doing the right thing and you're killing it and you know it's so funny because people that I work with we all are so obsessed with podcasts and it's funny because I love your podcast and it's funny because people that I work with are like have you heard the Anna Faris podcast and I'm like I thought that was my thing but no it's an everybody thing
oh my God oh wow you made my year. Thank you so much.
Oh, good, good.
Ashley, we spoke earlier on the phone today, and I, you know, usually I normally set up these calls, but you were so articulate and you got right into it. I would just rather have you tell us quickly what's going on
sure.
in your life.
Sure. Okay. So basically, I mean, I don't know how to make it a short story, to be honest.
But I met a man when I first moved to New York, and we were very quick friends. And I had a relationship. He had a relationship. And we were very obsessed with each other right off the bat. We had a great relationship. And we both had these conversations of, like, what do we do about this? Because we care about each other so much, and we like each other so much. And we never, ever made a move on it. Nothing happened, ever. We never disobeyed the people that we were with. And it was because I had a relationship that was wonderful. He had a relationship that was great. So for us, we were like, why disobey relationships that are so great when we don't even know what's going to happen with us? So we just kind of had this like secret obsession with each other for 2 years, and nothing really happened. And then it dissolved because he moved away. And what happened is that 3 years later, which is now, I went and visited the city that he lives in, and I reached out to him and said, hey, let's go to dinner, because I thought this is going to be totally friendly. I would love to see how you're doing. This is like what I'm thinking. And we meet up with each other, and we instantaneously are totally obsessed with each other. We can't keep our hands off each other. We are being totally...
Oh, my God. That sounds so fun.
Just really all romantic. Over each other. We are obsessed with each other. We're
Can I just
so
ask really quickly, how old
other?
Are you? How old are you, and how old is he? Just, I don't mean to interrupt. Just want to know
I
this.
Am 28, and he is 30.
Okay, keep going.
And so...
Ashley, tell us the kicker.
Well, but wait, sorry? I want to hear more about how they can't keep their hands off each other. This is so fun.
No, yeah. Here's the thing. I think Ashley's being a little misleading, but go
oh,
on. For,
damn it.
When you say, okay, when you're being a little misleading when you say you can't keep your hands off each other.
Maybe I'm being misleading because nothing physically happened. But what I mean, like, we can't keep our hands off each other, like, we're being very flirtatious, and, like, we're in each other's spaces, but, like, nothing... There's no physical, nothing physically happens. We don't sleep with each other. We don't kiss each other. Nothing physically happens. And we both are like, what do we do? It's been so long. All of this stuff came back for both of us. What do we do? He's engaged. I'm single. He's engaged to the person that he was dating when we had initially begun feelings for each other. So for me, it's very difficult because I want him to be happy. However, I also want him to be happy with whatever he chooses. So if he chooses to be with this woman who, you know, he's been with for so long and who he's developed this history with, then that's what I want for him. However, he, her have had a very difficult and tumultuous relationship, and he's done. As he says.
Yeah, so he's telling you, he's telling you he's done. He's telling you he's done, and obviously you don't want to be the reason for their breakup or the fact that he will break up.
No.
Yeah. So you don't want to be
that. I don't want to be the reason, because I care about him so much that if he wants to be in a relationship with me, then fantastic. However, I don't want him to want to be in a relationship with me because he's hurt, and I also don't want him to hurt somebody in the process of him, like, following some instantaneous feeling that he's having, because I care about him, and I don't want him to regret that down the line. Like, I really want whatever is best for him to happen.
I want what's best for you, and I'm worried that he's going to hurt you. I don't know. I don't
well,
like
the
it
thing
that
is,
he's...
is that it's like it's very difficult to hurt me because I take very little personally. So for me,
I love a guarded heart. But sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go on.
No. That's fine. I just personally feel like I care about him. Like, I love him. I want the best for him. They have been through such terrible times together, and he does this thing of like, should I move back to New York? Should we do this? And I'm like, I can't make those decisions for you because I want you to decide what's best for you. And then if something happens for us, then that's fantastic. And that's not like pushing us to the side, because in the back of my mind, that's what I really want. I want all of those things. However, I want him to come to those conclusions on his own, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it totally does. I just want to protect you, and I'm worried that he's sort of having his cake and eating it too. Guys.
Well, to be fair, he also worries about that. He has said that to me multiple times. I don't want to be eating my cake and having it too. I want you to realize that I don't like he. We are equally confused.
Can I ask a question?
This is equal.
This is my
short,
sweet husband.
Yes.
So there was a. You guys want a spell of time without seeing one another?
I'm sorry, what?
You went a certain amount of time without seeing one another, right? Like you had this great mental love affair, non-physical, but mental love affair.
Where we never saw each other, yes.
And 2 years. And then you didn't know he... Did you know where he was when you went to the city that he lived in?
I had known.
Was that the reason you went to the city?
And then, No, my mom went there and invited me.
Your mom went and you happened to be in the city?
So I didn't want her to be alone. So I went and visited her for 2 weeks and I was like, oh my God, I didn't even remember. Like he lives here. Like maybe we'll go to dinner one night. It was literally like,
did you know that he was engaged?
No, I didn't even know he was engaged. Yeah.
Wow. That's you know,
and it was on Facebook and everything.
That's the dinner where you couldn't keep your hands off each other. That dinner.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I didn't hear whoever. Okay, can I just say...
This is Jenny Slate now coming in.
First of all, I want to say that that human relationships are really complicated, and the least useful thing but the most probably powerful thing that you'll feel is shame here. And that if this person is really, really important to you, which it seems like he is, that it will be good for you as a person, regardless of whether or not he shows up and you guys fall in love and are together forever, that you let it develop at a rate that, like, it should naturally develop. Because the biggest disappointment is, like, when something burns too hot and too bright and, like, you make these giant oaths to each other and you validate each other by saying, like, but you make me feel different than, like, all these other people and, like, you're the thing that's going to get me out of the thing that's boring or that, like, I'm not into anymore. You know, I think... if you really love someone, you don't want to be cheap with them because they're precious and you're precious and it's okay. It would be totally fine if you were just like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to his city and I'm going to fucking call him because I'm in love with him and that's fine. And you would, that's okay. But the most important thing I think is to... be focused on your own self.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you're protected because also we were talking earlier in this episode and also privately during our break about how stressful that time of engagement is and he's engaged.
Yeah.
And so it causes all this stuff where it's like, oh man, people are questioning every single thing they do. And I just don't want you to be, you know, sort of... I just want to make sure that you protect yourself and whether or not.
You've never met anybody more self-protective than myself. If anything, I'm too self-protective. So
I need you to give me advice.
I totally get. I mean, I think what the biggest thing is that I feel like for me, like, you know, he can say all he wants, like, listen, I really see a future with us and I can't do that. I am not the person to be able to say you need to do X, Y, and Z. Because...
Wait a minute. Does he say I can see a future with you?
By the way,
is when you guys had your dinner? Is that what he says to you?
said, the last thing that he said to me yesterday, he said to me, I have never cared about anybody as much as you. And if you tell me to leave, I'll leave.
Well, oh,
and I said to him,
that's
not my responsibility.
Yeah, that's exactly
yep,
right.
This is different.
Oh, boy. We've got a real problem on our hands.
This is why I picked this call.
It's kind of like it's a classic situation because...
Sam, help me.
You can. It's really easy to play one of you as the fool and one of you as the villain when, in fact, like, everyone's just trying to find their way and be satisfied. And, like, it's just really complicated.
Think...
But I do think you got to, like, let it unfold naturally.
Why
and
do you...
can't.
Yeah. Sorry, Jenny, I did not mean to cut you up, but why do you think he's marrying her? If he's still
kind of
looking.
Can I be honest? Okay, so Sim and I have spoken about this. I don't know a way to be coy, but there is something that has occurred that I feel like has bound them, and I feel like there has been a tragedy that it makes it difficult to separate yourself from that.
Let me go with,
She would rather not say what it is.
Okay, well, let me just throw a couple things out there. Trump winning in South Carolina. No? Okay.
I'm sorry, you guys.
No,
don't. No, no, no.
This is real, this is your life.
Yeah. But no, so there is something that is of huge importance.
There is something that occurred in their relationship that obviously binds two people together that, in my opinion, is the reason that he will not separate himself from her. And in my opinion, is the reason that she will not separate herself from him. But in the meantime, she just destroys him in the act while he is he's the most emotional person I've ever met. I don't know anybody on the person that feels the world as much as this person does. And so for him, he, like, instead of feeling things and being able to dismiss them, he's just, like, very hurt. And I don't like seeing that because I care about this person.
Ashley,
you know?
Okay, here's my unqualified advice.
I need any advice.
I know, but it's not going to be fun. Are you ready?
Please.
All right. I feel like he has made his choice, whether it's like tragic circumstance or whatever happened, but he's made his choice and he is proceeding forward with this other woman. And that means that you need to proceed forward without him. And it means that you need to get on some dating apps. Maybe move to Los Angeles.
Oh, listen, homegirl, I am on dating.
Well, but have you thought about moving to Los Angeles?
Listen, I'm more than happy to do so, and I'm more than happy for him to do so. All I want is for him to be smiling at the end of the day. I can handle myself.
I gotta tell you though,
I am a big girl. I am very good on my own.
It totally sounds like you are.
Whatever happens, you know.
No, I know, but I gotta tell you, I know you're gonna mourn the loss, like, as we all do, like the loss of somebody that's really important in our lives. And he may in a few years, if this relationship doesn't work out, like come back or whatever. But in the meantime, I think that, you have to protect your heart as you already know. But also,
I will regardless.
I know. I know.
I just want everybody. I want everybody to not be hurt. You know, I don't want to hurt her. I don't want him to hurt. But I also, I mean, like, obviously, there's a part of me that wants to happen with him because I have always had feelings for him, and I've had feelings for him in the past. So it's very difficult because to hear him hurting and to hear him wanting to have this relationship that I know that I can give him is very difficult because I know that what he's looking for is something that I know that I've offered to people in the past.
You're not rooting for the relationship to end, but at the same time, you do want to be with him.
I just got to think you got to be careful when someone's about to get married and people have a lot of opinions and thoughts on things. It's like when someone gets it's a horrible analogy because it shouldn't be a negative thing, but if someone gets sick or something, like all of a sudden a lot of things come to life when life changes, and the act of getting married can really activate a lot of things in a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And I don't know the relationship, and I don't know his level of truth or what kind of man he is, but it seems strange to be someone who's on the way to getting married saying the things he's saying to you. Mm-hmm. To me, right away, I kind of have some questions about that. Now, granted, I've seen other situations where, shit, for all I know, you two are meant to be together, and it's the purest love. You're Romeo and Juliet. All I'm saying is it's tough to draw conclusions when the platform of all of these thoughts and opinions are, you know, backdropped with an engagement. It's a big thing that you got to know. There's a lot of shit firing in this guy, a lot. And yeah. I don't know him. You know him. So you sound like a smart girl. I guess just when he's talking to you, when he's saying these things, you got to tap into your own level of judgment and understand what is real and what is maybe fueled by the radical change of marriage. And it's a real messy thing.
Oh, my God. He's
and
God,
also,
he's
like, just to be clear,
he's
Romeo and Juliet
get him on the
die.
Can we
no, I'm ignoring. I know I'm ignoring it.
Well, you know, that heat, that passion you guys feel, A, I think it's fucking cool that you didn't do anything physical. Like you said, you've felt this and you've kept it good. I think that's good. You've really set yourself up to have, like...
I mean, here's the thing. I have been cheated on. The last thing I want to do is be that girl. So yeah. My number one importance is to not be the girl that disrespects a woman who's in a relationship. And I'm doing my hardest to do that because the last thing that I want to do is break up a relationship that somebody's trying to fix. Because I've been the person that's trying to fix a relationship, and God forbid that girl doesn't even know how to fix the relationship because she doesn't even know that I exist. Like, that's the last thing that I want to do. Like, that breaks my heart. That makes me want to just crawl in a hole. Like, I feel disgusting about that.
You know,
I hate that.
That is, like, a thing that's real, but I don't know. Listening to all of this, I really think that that the most important thing you can do, and maybe it sounds so cliche, but is to, you know, if it were me, I think, and you're inclined to believe him, which honestly, like, I don't know this person, and I think it's really easy to see him as a person who's just like freaking out because he's about to get married and he just doesn't have his shit together and he's not like super strong or something, but you obviously see something else in him, and you see a beauty in him, and he makes you feel good. So I think.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but like, I just want to like also point out that there is like something very extraneous that doesn't normally happen in relationships that they've had to deal with that has kind of changed the course of things. And I don't mean to like make an excuse by any means. I really don't. I promise you. But for
no,
me,
sure. But the only thing you control is your own behavior, and the only thing that you can really build on is your own self-protection and self-respect. And I think in that way, if he's meant to be your partner, what you need to do is be clear with him on how you feel, be real about that, be strong about that, and then step away and do your own thing. And if it's right for him, he'll come for you. And if it's,
I mean,
not,
that's kind of exactly what I did. I'm so sorry. I hate to cut you off.
That's
but,
okay.
Like, just recently I said, listen, I really care about you, but the most important thing for me is that you walk away with this with a smile on your face, and I can't promise you that. And she's promised you that for 7 years. And if you can work on that with her, that makes me more happy than the fact that I can potentially give you a smile for the next couple months. And he said to me, you're right. I need to work on this relationship then.
Well, I think that you answered, I mean, that was amazing. Like, I think that was an incredible thing that you said. And I think that, unfortunately, you know, as much as I would like to say,
I
like,
know, but I mean, like, but he still like texts me and, you know,
right.
So
I know, but I think that like, it's important to, take the power back into your own hands and sort of, and protect your heart and let...
I mean, I can handle myself. I don't want anybody else to hurt. That's my thing.
And that may mean, sorry.
Wait, didn't you say he was like the most emotional guy you've ever met in the world?
Yeah, I mean, I dated somebody for 3.5 years that I swore up and down that I was going to marry. And I didn't even feel like this for him the way that I feel for this guy. Like, I feel so connected to him that it freaks me. It totally freaks me out. It totally freaks me out.
Hey, Ashley, I think that... I think you know what you're doing at this point. This is a tough situation, but I think keep doing what you're doing. And
yeah, I feel like kind of distance yourself from him if you can. Be there when he needs you. And
so you think distancing?
I do.
I do too.
Okay.
If I could make everything happen the way I wanted to, if I were a wonderful witch, I would break his engagement and make him like fall in love with you and be at your doorstep right now and be like, oh, you are the pussy I've always wanted. But I can't. I am powerful in other ways, but not in that way. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think you can't bend this the way we want it to bend for a minute.
Ashley, you know what? Do us a favor and just email us and let
us
know.
Yes, please let us know what's going on. I want to follow up with you.
Yeah.
This will resolve itself quickly.
Well, what do I do? What do I do?
I think
stay the course of not doing anything physical with him.
Yes, I know. That sucks. You have to not do anything.
You know, if he's telling you, you know, it's got to be his thing or else... It's got to be his thing. And if you need, you know, him going through this tragedy that he went through with her, that's actually something that binds people together. That's actually like a strike.
Okay, because I've heard other ones, and I just want to make sure I'm not doing the wrong thing by not doing anything.
You're not doing the wrong thing. It's sometimes, okay. I can understand the impulse to feel like you should be somehow proactively engaging in your own destiny. But in a weird way, if those actions can somehow in any way have a ripple effect of some sort of negativity that you don't understand, if these people are bonded together for whatever reason, I think the most noble thing you can do is kind of proactively choose to actually be a spectator, which hurts and sucks, but at least the pain is isolated to you and you alone. It's a nasty cross to bear, but I think if we're trying to go to bed at night proud of who we are, that's the best way to do it.
Tylenol PM.
Hey, Ashley, we have to go, but seriously, thank
Ashley,
you so much.
Will you please like give us an update in a week or two or whatever?
Yeah, I will let you know what I do. And thank you guys at least for the opinion.
Are you
kidding? And for the help. I have no idea what to do. So your opinion is so, so important to me.
I wish we had a better...
You are just so incredible. And Jenny Slate, you are like, I am so obsessed with you. So this is such a delight for me.
Oh, well, thank you so much. All right. And let us know how it goes. I'm so sorry. We've all been in like a place where...
been there
sticky,
for sure.
Sticky, awful.
I don't know what will happen, but all I want to do is I don't want anybody to hurt. And so that is my only mission. And I really appreciate your feedback. I'm really happy that we kind of align in that way.
Well, thank you so much for calling. And please, please, please keep in touch.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thanks,
Have
Ashley.
A good night.
Good Bye. Night. Bye. We have some merchandising ideas. We want to do a whole brand of... And hey, listeners,
like
how do you
cool
feel about
white
Fuck You Sim t-shirts?
You like...
I don't know how
Hey, Chris
it.
Evans, Jenny Slate, would you guys mind cool. saying Fuck You Sim in whatever term... Like,
okay.
Chris Pratt.
Is that...
Yeah, Jenny Slate.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Sim. Is that right?
Very good. Thank you, Jenny. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. What did I say?
Fuck you, Sim.
Fuck you, Sim.
Yeah, fuck you.
Thank you, Chris.
Fuck you.
Fuck off.
It's good.
Two massholes.
Fuck you, Sim.
Yeah.
In my head, I said I was.
Gorgeous.
Wanna.
I know, yeah, I know. I
by the way, I caught it.
I felt it.
I felt that energy for sure.
That was like some powerful acting shit.
We're calling.
I felt your subtext.
My husband's such a good actor. Or wait, was that acting?
Right. We're calling Taylor right now. Female Taylor.
Fuck you, Taylor. I'm sorry. Sorry. I got swept away in the moment. I'm just a vessel, guys.
You're done. Come on, Taylor.
Hello?
Taylor.
Taylor.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Sim, and you are on Unqualified, and of course, Anna is here.
Hi, Taylor. Did we call you too late?
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Anna is also joined by Jenny Slate.
Hi.
And
hi.
Yeah, and Chris Evans is also here.
Hi.
No way.
Hi.
That's Chris Evans right there. Wait, we're not done here, Taylor.
We're not done,
Taylor. We're not done.
We definitely have a special episode.
There's one more Chris here, and his name is Chris Pratt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Who?
Darn it.
She just didn't hear. That's the truth. I promise.
Wow, that's a full house.
Yes, yeah, so we've got two Marvel heroes, one hopefully
one
like,
life hero.
two funny gals, and one
Indian guy.
All right.
Let's get.
So Taylor, Your situation is exciting and scary at the same time. So you and your husband sold your house. You sold all of your possessions so you can drive a pickup truck with a camper on the back for a round-the-world trip.
I love this.
So for the next 3 years, you'll be sharing a 50-square-foot space with him.
3 years?
Wow.
Yeah, they're going around the world with just a camper on the back of a pickup truck.
Well, but
Taylor, this is...
Are you
and
wonderful.
Shipping?
I mean,
well, I think she'll tell us. She'll give us the details.
Okay. Limitations in terms of driving.
Okay. All right.
Before the guys give you the limitations, where are you going? First
ding
of all,
dongs.
Yeah. Okay, so the plan is to pretty much drive. The first leg is the Pan American Highway. So
you're not Portland. No, you're in Salem, right? You're starting in Salem. Oregon.
Yeah, we're starting in Salem, Oregon. Yep. And so we're going to do a little bit of traveling and visiting family and stuff in the States before we really hit, we start heading south. So we're going to visit, Wyoming, Colorado, the Grand Canyon, and then over to Yosemite. And then we're going to head over to the coast from there about San Francisco and start heading south. And so we'll go to, from there, we'll cross the border, go to Baja, over into mainland Mexico, all through Central America, down, when you get to Panama, you ship over to Colombia, and from there, it's just as much of South America as we want to hit. We'll do Argentina and do, like, wine country there and Patagonia, and we're going to drive as far south as you can possibly drive, which is Tierra del Fuego at the southern tip of Argentina. So that's the first leg.
And then what?
What's the question? Are you just bragging? Like this is awesome. What's the problem?
Tell us your concerns here, Taylor.
Okay. So, I mean, it sounds amazing, and we're so excited about this trip. But the idea that I've been with my husband we've been together for almost 10 years now, and we've, like most people, we've never spent more than a couple weeks just with each other. Like, who has? You go on maybe a long vacation, but you never spend more than a couple weeks together. So my biggest concern is that when we get on this trip and we start heading out, when the newness and excitement wears off, what happens?
I think
question. Are we going to get tired of each other?
Have you said this?
I mean, what happens?
Yeah,
listen,
maybe. Have you said this to him? Because in a weird way, this could just be one more part of the journey you guys get to go on together. I mean,
well, I've got a couple practical ideas, but sorry. Have you?
Have you said this to him?
To your husband about your concerns yet?
Yes, I have. And, you know, he's a typical guy. He's like, it's not going to be any big deal. No big deal. It'll be fine.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Yeah. Okay. So,
but right. He's really excited about he's one of those people, he's always just liked spending time with just the two of us, and he would do that all the time. And I think that's great. I love spending time with him too, but you know, every once in a while it's nice to do something else and have separate lives. And so this will be pretty much living separate lives. Okay, we will be together all the time.
You guys you're on an 8-hour drive, right? You're in the camper and you start talking maybe about something that you feel passionately about, I don't know, politics or whatever, astrology or whatever. And
whoever's on Unqualified with Anna Faris, you know.
Well, I love that idea. But but then so he might be sort of like, like, do you think that I don't know. I wonder. I feel like you might need to protect yourself, not protect yourself, but download a ton of awesome shows and get a few good books and let him be like sort of the singular minded idiot that all men are. I could only get away with that, thank you honey, because you said that. That's my sweet husband Chris Pratt. But
yeah,
but listen, what would you recommend, babe? We're on a road trip.
Self-defense courses. A fucking out plan, a go bag, a sat phone. What kind of weapons are you gonna bring south of the border? You know, what is your husband like, you know?
Is he handy with a bow? Is he comfortable?
Is he gonna bring a crossbow across, you know?
Can he bring a population
together?
I'm
actually
together.
The one who shoots a bow in the relationship.
Is that right?
My husband has a, yeah.
Bring it, you know? I think it sounds great. And it sounds like listen, what's going to be the biggest regret when we're old? Is it going to be that we went on that trip across the fucking world? Or is it that we didn't?
Absolutely.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
dun,
I think it's a really good opportunity for you guys to like curate how you take in info and new entertainment together. Like, I'm planning a 4-day road trip with a gal pal that I usually talk to for like, you know, 6 hours at a time without stopping. And what we're doing is like picking books that are our shared interests, but like where we have differences and can talk about them. I think you can just curate it based on your different personalities and learn a lot, like a weird little college that you make for each other.
You know what's interesting is that I do think that whether you go on this trip now or not, at some point in life, every relationship, look, we come into this world alone. You're going to die alone. That's the way it is. So to some degree, even like the most purest love, I think the really great interpretation of love is feeling alone with someone else. If the times in my life, if you want to qualify being in love, is when you feel almost like you're alone with company, and that's any relationship, you have to be able to you're two separate trees. You have to be yourself. You can't define yourself or get whatever you need to get out of life from the other. The other is there as like a riding partner, but you're still on this individual thing. And in a weird way, you're going to get a really forced lesson in how to maybe be yourself in the company of someone else. And whether it happens now or whether it happens when you're 70, it's going to happen. So this may be a little bit of a crash course in, you know, figuring out how to be yourself with company.
Oh, that's amazing. That's such a cool way to look at it.
Boom.
And
please don't drop
what?
That mic. It's, yeah. It's really,
guess
it's
what?
A nice
in
mic.
Panama City, Chris Evans is going to be meeting you there.
Get ready.
He loves to cook on a now, small
you,
burner.
You said the first leg ended at the tip of South America. And then at that point,
yes.
Like, what do you do? Like, you then take and ship to a different continent, or do you return the RV back up to the States?
So at that point, we, depending on, you know, how the funds are holding up, we'd like to take a ferry across and go to Antarctica. So at least we can say we've touched that continent as well. And then we'll head back north, kind of on the other side, on the other coast, so, and head north, go up to like Brazil, and then probably ship from there over to South Africa, and then we'll do the second kind of big leg, which would be Cape Town to Cairo.
This sounds
so
amazing.
That'll be probably another year.
Really exciting.
Oh my God. So listen, will you keep us posted? This sounds awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to hear, I want to hear journal entries. I want to hear like, and I think, like, I always felt like when Chris and I are alone together for a long period of time, I always want to.
It's really nice.
Make small.
Oh.
Small talk with him, which I think sometimes he's like interested in, and then I'll also like, right? Yeah, not a lot of the, yeah.
I love it.
You know, at one point he said, honey, I said, baby, do I talk too much? And he said, honey, you are just like my little iPod.
It's true.
So anyway, maybe.
That's why this is your calling, talking to people. It's really nice people want to talk to you. You're really, really nice to talk to.
Hey, oh my God, Taylor, will you promise to update us on your trip? I
send
adore
us
you.
Emails.
I want to see pictures.
Yeah,
I've never
absolutely.
Been like
yes.
south
I'll
of Mexico.
You guys great pictures from you know Machu Picchu and
please,
stuff.
Oh my God, please. And if there's a way we could like I don't know, you know, do the Skype or whatever, I would love that. We could like do a whole thing where we check in with you periodically.
Yeah.
How's the conversation going?
Absolutely. We'll be your foreign correspondent.
Oh, my God. I love
hey,
that idea.
Taylor, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Good luck. Knock him dead. That sounds fun.
Thank you guys so much.
I know.
Amazing.
Right?
Thanks.
That's like my goal in
Can
life.
Can I, Taylor? Wait. She
hung up on her.
Sim, if she doesn't, please, we got to find out what's
going
on.
We're going to continue to stay in touch.
There's
definitely.
Like everyone the around cool this thing. Table
yeah,
wants to live that life.
Just drive.
I know.
Yeah. Except for Chris, who just wants to kiss.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't go to South America. I've done a lot of.
All right. Hey, whoa. All right.
I've got my camping.
With selling a house and then.
Here.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, I don't want to talk crap about all this right. dream of theirs, but. it's a big. You know what? Fuck it. You know, who knows where you're going to be in 3 years?
Yeah.
3 years is not. 3 years is not a lot of time for me because I'm in a relationship with you. I have a son. I have like a life that I'm living. 3 years is a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
But for someone else, it could be an entire lifetime. And you can't just, you know,
well, that's
not
thing.
Do it because so
funny
how it
when
would affect
say,
you 3 years from now, which
people,
is, should be a conversation. Is really
people,
what you should be thinking
when
about.
When people say that life is short, it's not. We make it short. Because we're very, very preoccupied with, you know, we spend a lot of time, we were talking about this last night, spend a lot of time worrying about the past, a lot of time analyzing the future, and
yeah.
before you know it, time goes by. And if you can really practice, especially on the road, it's the best thing about being on the road. I love camping, and I love doing things where it feels a little unplugged.
Yeah.
Where the day is long, you know. I've gone camping solo with the dog where you wake up with the sun. You know, the sun comes in your tent at 6 a.m.
Oh, you're, I thought you said like a sun. Like you woke up with
you went you had a child. Dog and woke up with a sun.
With a baby boy. So and I went
camping in Vegas.
Whose baby
I took
is here
these pills. You know what? Now I have a family. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Chris has a son. But he listen, woke up listen, with a baby one
listen,
day.
Listen, you gotta, you know, life is long.
Life is long.
But it really can be, and it's, you know, I don't know. Sometimes life to me feels when I'm a little too plugged into this, things do burn by. And then you do like a weekend camping, and that weekend can feel long because you actually are, you know, a little more present or something.
Yeah.
Present because there's silence.
Yeah, yeah.
And also because.
Shh.
Okay.
Which doesn't work great for a podcast.
All right. Listen, tonight has been one of my most favorite times in my whole wide world life. Jenny Slate, would you mind saying hello and good night?
Hello and good night.
Chris Evans?
No, no. Not, no.
Chris is dumb.
Chris Pratt?
Good night.
Sim?
Good night, and make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and leave us a review on iTunes, please. We had just an
and what
amazing
about
time.
The Jalaba Jam? New, that's a new app.
That's a new app. We should
What's
definitely
that?
Go on the Jalaba.
The Jalaba Jam is a new app.
This was fun. This was a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much.
Boy, Chris Evans, would you also say good night?
Hi, hello, and good night. And this was great. I love every person here. This
it
is fantastic.
Great.
Oh.
Good
Thank
for
you.
Us.
Thank you guys
we
for being
it.
Here.
And good for you.
Thank you,
I
dear
mean,
listeners.
You know, but
we love you.
Kind of good for us. A little more. Sorry, don't hate me.